NOAA research programs at the University of Oklahoma are at risk for closure. A Democratic legislative leader has joined the 2026 governor's race, and plans for a hydropower plant are canceled. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, April 15th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A new document from the Trump administration proposes deep budget cuts to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the removal of its research office. State Impact's Chloe Bennett-Steele has more on what that means for Oklahoma.
Multiple reports say the nation's preeminent weather and climate agency could see its budget slashed from about $6.1 billion to $4.5 billion. The document also suggests eliminating NOAA's research arm and all cooperative institutes. That would include OU's Cooperative Institute for Severe and High-Impact Weather Research and Operations, which employs 227 workers. Other programs operating in Norman could also be terminated. The Southern Climate Impacts Planning Program helps communities draft hazard mitigation plans and assisted in Oklahoma City's 2023 heat mapping project. OU says it's in contact with its federal partners about its shared research goals. The Office of Oklahoma U.S. Representative Tom Cole, who chairs the House Appropriations Committee, did not respond to a request for comment. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett-Steele.
State Representative Cindy Munson is now a candidate for Oklahoma governor in the 2026 general election. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us the House minority leader made her official announcement just outside the Oklahoma State Capitol this morning.
Munson is the only Democrat so far to announce candidacy for governor or any other statewide office in 2026. First elected in 2016, she represents Northern Oklahoma City's House District 85. Surrounded by her close family and a few supporters in front of the State House, Munson made her case as to why Oklahomans should vote for her.
I know I'm not what you would call a typical candidate for governor. I work for a living. I pay my student loans. I rent my house. And I know what it is like to live within a budget. I'm not beholden to any political party. I'm not an extremist. I have a proven track record of working across the aisle to get things done and won't pander to Washington, D.C. politicians who only want to continue deepening our political divide.
Among her promises are cutting taxes for middle-class families, revamping public school funding, and repealing state abortion bans. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
So far, Munson is up against former House Speaker Charles McCall, Attorney General Gentner Drummond, and two other Republicans. The State Department of Mental Health is asking the legislature for an additional $6.2 million. Sierra Pfeiffer reports the request comes amid confusion for the future of mental health services in the state.
The state's Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services says it needs extra funding to keep essential services going through the end of the fiscal year in July. The request comes just days after the state abruptly canceled contracts with three behavioral health clinics in Tulsa. Across the state, concerns about a lapse in care are at an all-time high. Whether the department gets the newly requested $6.2 million is up to the state legislature. Governor Kevin Stitt also ordered a now third investigation into the department and the decisions of its previous leadership. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
A controversial hydropower project planned for southeast Oklahoma has been canceled for now. Grayson Wheeler reports the company repeatedly failed to comply with the requirements for the federal licensing process.
The Endeavor from Southeast Oklahoma Power Corporation would have built a hydropower project on the Kiamishi River in Pushmataha County. As the company developed its plans to understand how the project would impact the environment and the people of Southeast Oklahoma, federal regulators found important information missing even after repeated requests to include it. As delays and noncompliance issues stacked up, federal officials terminated the application, saying the company had not demonstrated the diligence needed. A preliminary permit for the project is still valid for the next 2 years. The company could take another stab at the licensing process within that time frame, but they'd have to start from the beginning. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.